The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, I'm joined with Eric Goody. Eric Goody is with EGIA and Optimus. Eric, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So, Eric, I want to talk about a little bit about financing today, but the first question I ask every single guest that comes on the show, how in the world did you find yourself in HVAC?
Well, I found myself in HVAC through EGIA. I found myself in EGIA. I've been in finance for about 25 years, and I met Matthew Bratz as our vice president many years ago back in Maryland. And we've kept in touch. And back, like in 2019, he had an opportunity, for a regional manager, and we talked, and I took the job, and here I am.
So, Eric, you and I have talked a lot about financing. We know that it's very important for HVAC contractors. The contractors that use financing, they have a lot of opportunities with closing more jobs. They see higher average tickets. They're able to see more accessory, higher efficiency equipment being sold. And so there's so many great reasons for contractors to get involved. With your experience, what are some of the reasons contractors don't get involved in financing?
The biggest reason is that they haven't been exposed to finance, and a lot of them have been great techs, who have worked their way up, but who hadn't been really involved in the business side, so they don't know a lot about it. But I think, for a young entrepreneur who wants to get into the business, learn the business side, right? Learn how to finance. And the other part is that it's an uncomfortable situation sometimes talking to people across the kitchen table about their finances, and they just don't feel comfortable with it. A lot of that just comes with experience because they're used to going in the home and they can talk to the consumer all day long about all the technical stuff, so feel very comfortable. It's just out of their comfort zone.
Yeah. And, I think a lot of people too may have memories of what financing used to look like 20 years ago. I remember when I first got in the industry. It wasn't even NCR paper yet. It was still the carbon paper.
Yes, the triple carbon ones that you had to, and you had to pull that, give that to the customer, give this to the finance company, keep this for 10 years for the state auditor in case they were to come in.
Right.
And then you had to assign it over. And more importantly, if it wasn't bad enough, they had to do a bunch of math, a whole bunch. They had to figure out put the down payment on. And they also had to kind of know what the state regulations were, because they were doing this paperwork on their own. Now it's all embedded, electronically. It's 10 times easier now than it was before, because they just, it's between the consumer and the finance company for most of it.
Yeah, and I can even remember the credit app process. You'd go ahead and the customer would fill out this paper credit app. You'd go back to the office. And for those that don't know, we had these things called fax machines that you actually had to load the paper in there. We would send it off, and we wait till the next day with our fingers crossed, was it approved or was it not approved?
And now it's funny, and that's on your side, because you were the contractor side. As on the finance side, because we did retail financing in my in my career. Now, how that would happen with us, we had a phone. This is the guys on the trip, we had a phone next to on my desk, right? And it was a modem, though. It would ring, and that means you were faxing something. It would make that noise. I don't want to make it now. But I would take that, pick it up, and put it on top of the other modem, the receiver, and then that thermal paper would print out. And here's the thing about the thermal paper. Within about 3 weeks, it's gone. The credit report and all that and everything you're sending. So you better get it right away, because it's going to disappear. It's like disappearing ink. So, yeah, that was and then we had to run a credit report, do some phone calls, verify their jobs, verify other things, maybe literally call utility companies back in those days. So it was a day process, at least. Now it's instantaneous.
Yeah, and so I think a lot of those fears that people may have, I think a lot of people just think, financing is difficult. But really, with the solution, with what you've put together with Optimus, You've really built a turnkey solution that anybody can use. Can you tell us a little bit about what is the Optimist platform?
Sure. That's a great question. So Optimist, what we've invented, for lack of a better term, is a way to get financing to all of our customers with no matter what their level of FICO scores. And that's always the equalizer because most lenders are kind of targeted towards prime or near prime or subprime. Mm-hmm. Okay. And many contractors have had those set up. They've had a prime solution and a near prime solution or subprime, but they're always different avenues. So if you get denied by the prime, then you start over. Oh, that's okay, Mr. Customer. I have another item. Mm-hmm. And you go to plan B. And you start the whole process all over again, meaning that fill out the credit app, they have to go with Social Security number, be another hit on their credit report, et cetera, et cetera. So it was a long, and we talk about contractors, why they're not financing, because that's the main reason. That's one of the biggest reasons that they were afraid, or there was this fear of, oh my God, what happens if they get denied? What am I going to tell that customer? Okay.
Well, that conversation I have to have. I don't want to tell anybody that they're unworthy.
Yes. No way to eliminate denials, it's just going to happen. We've alleviated that problem with them because the way our Optimist program works is they actually, the consumer will fill out an application with Optimist, with us. Okay. It's our platform. And then at the very beginning, as soon as they put in their name and their address, it does a soft credit pull. And then that soft credit pull determines just enough for their FICO score. And then that FICO score then routes them to the right lender that we have, like our prime lender, our near prime, and our subprime. So it's like a little air traffic controller. It says, oh, you have a 600 FICO score, you're going here. You got a 720, you're going there. So there's, the contractor doesn't have to make that decision.
Well, that takes a lot of pressure off the contractor.
Absolutely.
Now, if a contractor is currently today using a prime lender and they are they're offering financing to every customer, because these are some big keys that you have to be offering it all the time.
Yep.
Kind of an industry number I hear is that somewhere right around a 70% approval rate is what a prime lender is looking for. Is that still true today?
Yes, that would be right. And with Optimist, and as you said, you hit the great qualification. Use correctly means that use it every time. Don't pick and choose your customers. Don't pick the ones that you think need it, or don't give it to people who you don't think need it or want it. Give it to everybody and let them make the decision. And we can get about a 90% approval rate with Optimist because we're picking up everybody from the prime, near prime, and then subprime.
Okay. I think the other challenge that a lot of contractors have, and you and I have talked about this quite a bit too, is there are some fees that are associated with offering financing in some cases, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I've had that conversation a few times just today, with our contractors here. And they're people want to say necessary evil. I don't even want to say they're an evil. What your contractor fees allow you to do is to offer programs to customers to entice them to finance and to buy more. And the reason there's a fee is because there's a risk involved. Let's say a 12-month no-no, for example. You might want to say, why is the bank or why is the lender do that? How come they're charging me to do that? Well, because they're going to go a whole year without a payment, without income, or with the risk involved of what happened to that customer. Could they file bankruptcy? Mm-hmm. Could they die, right? They're going a whole year. So the contractor is sharing in that risk. It's the same way on a buy down. I was talking to a contractor today, and he offers a lot of 699s. Well, banks or lenders cannot really operate by lending money at 699. Right? You just can't, because they have to borrow their money.
Right.
So at that point, the contractor is subsidizing, for lack of a better word, the interest rate for the customer. And there's a reason to do that too, because you can get a job, you can make that payment lower, and you can sell them more. More than enough to make up for that, for that contractor fee.
And it's interesting. You look at other industries, right? Because you came from a general financial background, so you worked with a lot of different industries.
Right.
Some of the industries that I think of that we know ought for financing very successfully, any furniture store you go into is going to have financing signs all over the place. And a lot of times they're offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, or often 24 months, 36 months, even 60 months sometimes.
Right.
When they offer those programs, they have to pay the fees just like an HVAC contractor would, don't they?
That absolutely. And what they do is what we always encourage all of our contractors to do is to just increase your prices and spread it out amongst everybody, whether they're financing or not, which is also part of the law you have to do. You have to offer it to every, you have to raise the prices on everybody and let the chips fall where they may. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, because sometimes if you raise your overall prices by 5%, you're going to have some jobs that will cost you 8%. Right. Plus, you can maybe file for a rebate, get some of that back. Some jobs will cost you 0, and then you've got 5%. Some might cost you 12, and you don't have a rebate for whatever reason. But in the end, it'll all even out, and most of the time, you'll come out ahead.
Mm-hmm. And then, automobile industry, same right. thing. You see yes. a lot of programs that are out there, but sometimes a manufacturer steps in and can even help with offsetting some of those costs.
That's the great thing about Daikin and what Goodman and Mann at Daikin does. You guys offer a rebate on financing, so to offset some of those costs on high efficiency. So it helps, it helps drive your high efficiency sales, and it offsets some of these costs to the dealers. It's a great, great program. More people should take advantage of it.
And how does the Optimus platform actually make getting that money back easier?
Well, we have a website that it's a very simple process. You have to upload a couple of documents and, stay tuned. We're going to make it a little simpler even than that. That's just some technology that's coming across within the next probably year that you'll be able to just click a couple of buttons, and make it simple. But for right now, even, for a rebate of a few hundred dollars, all you have to do is upload two documents and you get your money. It's really, really simple.
And is that a credit to their account?
No, they get straight cash, as Randy Moss. Straight cash, homie. It can be ACH into their account or a check, but it's not like a credit or an offset. It is absolute cash.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more. So you work with contractors all over the country. What are some of the best practices that you see for the most successful contractors offering financing today?
It's very simple, and it really, there's no great secret sauce. You've touched on it. We've touched on it a little bit. Offer it every time. Get your salespeople used to offering it. It has to be in your DNA. It's just like you have to make it just as much as part of everything else you do as everything. You wouldn't go in there and just do a half baked job for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with financing. Offer it to every single customer. Present them with a good, better, best program, right? Present them with something where they have a choice, right? If you give the customer the choice, most of the time they're going to pick something that's it might not be the Cadillac, but it's not going to be the Yugo either. And it's going to be a pretty good high efficiency, with some IAQ on it, because their house is their castle, no matter what it looks like, no matter how big, no matter how small it is. And that's the other thing. Don't prejudge the customer. Don't look at the customer and say, oh, they're not going to buy this high efficiency stuff. Look at their house. Nope, that's their castle. That's the best thing that they have. So that'd be the three basic things. Do a good, better, best. Don't prejudge and offer it to everyone.
Eric, do you have any last thoughts or comments that you'd like to share with our guests?
Well, no, I appreciate you being on here. I appreciate you having me on here.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid of financing. If you have a financing partner like EGIA, please give myself or any of our employees a call. If you want to do role playing, if you're not comfortable doing it or you don't know everything about it, please just give us a call and we'll walk you through it and help you out.
Thank you so much, Eric, for joining us here. I really appreciate you coming out. And if you like this program, please make sure to hit the like button so we can bring you more episodes like this one. Also, make sure to hit the follow button so that you're notified of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Ben.